Good morning. Welcome to Biblical Truths, the daily radio broadcast of Fellowship Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia, and home of Calvary Christian School. I'm Pastor Bob Shaw, interim pastor at the church. Thank you for joining us this morning as we look at the Bible, God's Word. Our text this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The verse says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new." We've been dealing this past week with the question, what is a Christian? Yesterday, we saw from God's Word how you can become a Christian. Our text was Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, which says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Grace, for by grace, simply means that God has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. He made it possible by giving His Son that our sins could be judged and taken upon His Son, and we would not have to experience that judgment. The Lord Jesus Christ did it. He loved us, and He cried on the cross, "It is finished." So to become a Christian, one must call upon the Lord sincerely and honestly, asking for forgiveness of their sin, and receiving Christ as Savior by faith. As we saw yesterday, simply by calling upon the name of the Lord, and whoever calls will be saved. And to do so is to be born again or to be saved, which means the same thing. Now, if you've done that, the question this morning is, how can you know if you now are a Christian or not? And that's a good question. So let's look at our verse this morning in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. This verse says, "You are a new creature," or literally, a new creation. You've been born again. You've been saved. You're now in Christ. And Paul said in Ephesians 2, 1, what happened was, "And you hath he quickened." That word quickened, the old English word, simply means to be made alive. "Who were dead in trespasses and sins," which means before you got saved, you were dead spiritually. But now, having accepted Christ by faith and receiving him into your heart and life as Savior, you have been born again, you have been saved, and now you are alive spiritually. In other words, this verse is telling us that when that happened, there's a big change that takes place in your life. You may look the same as you did before outwardly. Your voice may sound the same and all of that, but there's a big change that takes place inwardly in your heart. The Bible says you're a new creature. In other words, you have a new heart. You have a new outlook on life. You have a new desire in your heart of what you want to do. You have a new purpose in life now, and you don't want to do the things you used to do. You want to do the things that God wants you to do. And God takes some things away from us immediately. For instance, back in 1969, as a young man, 19 years old, I went forward to get saved, to accept Christ as my Savior. When I left church that night, I knew that something had happened to me. I was different. I used to have a vulgar mouth, swearing and so on. But after I was saved, that was gone. And I'm here to tell you that has never been a problem with me for the last 50 years. I wanted to read my Bible. I wanted to pray. I wanted to be with Christians. I wanted to tell others about Jesus. And I wanted to go to church, all the things I didn't do beforehand. You see, God says old things pass away and all things become new, or new things come into your life. One of the great things about after you're saved is the joy you have because your sins are forgiven. They've been taken away, cleansed, and you know you're going to heaven. Peter calls this joy a joy unspeakable and full of glory. The other great thing is the peace of mind and heart that comes because you're now at peace with God. But by these things, you know you are now a Christian. There are other things that we'll look at later, but sure, there's a change in your life. You're not what you used to be. Appreciate you listening today to the broadcast, and we'd like to hear from you if you are, by simply calling or texting us at 362-8315. And I trust you'll tune in again tomorrow for our daily broadcast.